Hi, football fan. Football is massive in Jakarta, Indonesia's capital. We traveled there to find out what football culture is like in Jakarta and to find out why no Indonesian football player plays at the highest level in Europe yet, even though football is the number one sport in this enormous country. My name is Sam van Raalte and welcome to the 433 podcast. When we landed in Jakarta, we drove to the training grounds of Persija Jakarta, the city's biggest football club. Persija Jakarta is currently managed by Thomas Doll. He played for clubs like Lazio and HSV and managed clubs such as Borussia Dortmund. Thomas Doll was signed by Persija Jakarta last year to take over as the club's manager. It's been one big adventure for Thomas Doll so far in Jakarta.
This was not really my plan. And then I heard about the history from Persija. I spoke with some people from the club, and then of course we informed also online about Jack Mania and what they want to build up, and then I spoke also with a lot of people. They were living here in Jakarta, so people they work in the Deutsche Bank, some different jobs also, and everybody was very positive. And then we start to have some online meetings, and day by day it became more interesting also for me, because I was two years out also from football, because my wife was pregnant and the baby came, and in the pandemic I was not really ready to work also outside from Europe, and that's why now we are happy to be here. It's really is an adventure. So I was also in Saudi Arabia, in Riyadh, Ankara, in Turkey. And but Indonesia is really different. But until now, we have a fantastic time here. I remember, like it was yesterday, I came with an assistant coach from Italy, with Pascal, and a lot of people. They were waiting outside, and this was the first contact with the Indonesian supporter. Very, very friendly, and we were very tired. Everybody was thinking we are going directly to the hotel because we couldn't not really sleep also in the airplane. But we came directly here to the training center, 7 o'clock in the evening training, and everybody was surprised that we came directly from the airport, and yes, this was the first contact with the team. And everybody could see that we are not here for holiday. And it was important to show them also that we are very professional. I think a lot of people, when they hear that a coach and the ex-player, he's going to Indonesia, they say also, a lot of, the career is finished because you go to Indonesia. And so for me was never important what other people, what they told. For me was always important in this moment, what is good for me. And this was the same when I went to Hungary also. And I was 4.5 years there. I had a fantastic time. And until now, I spoke also with my family. It was a fantastic decision. Of course, we are far away from parents, from the friends, but I would always do the same decision, always.
Thomas Doll has been living in Jakarta for almost a year now. Now, Jakarta is a huge city. Over 11 million people live in the metro area. Jakarta is dense and vibrant, with great nightlife, delicious food, and a lot of traffic. Here's Thomas Doll on his life in Jakarta.
Yeah, it's a little bit chaotic. You need patience. A lot of bikes on the street. So living 10 million people, every family has maybe two bikes also home. And we speak about 20 million bikes maybe sometimes. They are on the streets, and with a lot of rain sometimes, and then you need really patience. And It's a fantastic city. It's so like New York. You never have the feeling that this city is sleeping and is always always movable and loud, very loud also. You know, also when you close the window, you hear always something happen on the street. And yeah, sometimes we were also, the record is 4.5 hours in the car back from training center. What normally you need 35, 40 minutes, but yeah, you need patience. And this is was also new for us, but what you can do, you have to be relaxed. It's completely different because, you know, when you see the people, I mean, the German people, very strong and sometimes also in distance. Here the people, they are very, very friendly. That means not that we have not German friendly people, but I think everybody can see they have a lot of respect also for the foreigner. And every day you can see this also when you speak with our player, very respectful. And yeah, so this is, I think, a very, very big point. Yeah, the rest is, of course, I think in Germany we have more organization for the life, for a lot of things what is so normal for us. And so I think for the people in Germany it would be good when they go sometimes also to Asia to see how is the life, because, you know, they are critic for small things. What is for them here, they never saw this or they never had this. And I think this is also a good life adventure for everybody when he's going to Vietnam, to Thailand, to Indonesia, to think about sometimes what a nice life we have in Europe. But we are never happy with a lot of things and small things. And and this is good to see here. Also for me, I am not the youngest guy more. I saw a lot in my life. And yeah, you can learn every day more things also, what normally for us is so normal in Germany. And that's why I think I'm very thankful to be here also.
Football is the number one sport in Indonesia. It used to be badminton, but football has grown a lot over the last decades. It's become the number one passion for the working class in the country. Here's Thomas Dohl on the place of football in Indonesian society.
I mean, so the football here in Indonesia is for the people means a lot. You can see this also when after the pandemic, a lot of stadiums, they are full. When you go outside, you meet a lot of supporter also. And at the moment, Persija, we are playing a good football. We are in a good position. We were not thinking that we are in this year already in this position, because we need time also to build up a good team. And yeah, it's good to see. I saw really a good of football games also. I was surprised. A lot of football games, they are not so good. They have a slowly rhythm. Also, when you play without support, I think in every country the football looks different. But I saw also a lot of good games and good football player. And it's not so easy when you come from Europe and you are not really fit, and you are maybe, you think, oh, you can play. So easy football here is not like this, because we have a lot of fast player also in this league. And no, in some games I was really surprised about the quality. So there are 270 or 280 million people in Indonesia, and one player is playing on a very, very high level. So this was also the question what I have sometimes in with my Indonesian staff. How is this possible? This is also for me, I was thinking a lot in the last time about this. And really, we need coaches, they push them when they are young to bring them on the best, on the best way, that they prepare also to make one day the right step. it's a moment, is everything is friendly on the pitch and somebody lose the ball or nobody say something. This is different in Europe because they are very friendly. And this means not, I tell them also, when I critic somebody, I never critic the person or the human side. I critic in this moment the football player because he don't do this well, you know, the pass. That means not he is not a good person. The pass is not good, but he is okay. So they have to learn this. And yeah, that's why we cannot see one Indonesian player or somebody from Thailand or somebody, I don't know, next to the country here. And they have to change this. So, and they have to be ready for this.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, Indonesians love football. But there's still a lot to be done to improve the level of Indonesian football, according to Persija Jakarta's Thomas Doll. And he can know because he played for clubs and managed teams all over the world, from Germany to Saudi Arabia. Here's Thomas Doll on how football in Indonesia can develop further.
They are waiting here also that they have a development also in this league. They have a lot of foreign coaches and for years already, and everybody has his different style to build up a team. And so I have a fantastic coach team around of me. The athletic coach is from Cyprus with the roots from Scotland. The assistant coach is Italian. The goalkeeper coach is from Czech. So everybody bring different things inside. And I mean, this is very, very good to see how our Indonesian player also, when you see the first training session in May and you see now the training session is completely a different team. I am happy that the Indonesian player, they have a development. We have a lot of under 20 national player. Now the first time after a long time also national player for the A team. And this is really good to see. They like to come every day to the training. And that means we are on the right way. So also when we can change only a small details about the mentality, I think it's good to see also that the Indonesian player, they never give up. They have good training session. And this was not the same in May and in June. Now it's completely different. Sometimes my feeling is when they are younger, they miss something in the academies. So that means to play faster football, to think also faster. The athletic work can be better. The tactical things also. And they have to start with 12, 13, 14, 15, that they are ready. Some years later that they are coming to the first team also. And there they can have development. There they can work better. That means also the coaches, they need also better teacher also, that they can learn from other people, and then they can bring this to the young player. Because when you see sometimes training session from the youth teams, sometimes the rhythm, we can change the rhythm, that they play faster, because in Europe the level under 20, under 19 is very high. This is already men's football. And here the rhythm can change and has to change also, because we have 300 million people in Indonesia. And I remember when I came 2014 to Hungary, now the last years change a lot. And the national team, they profited from this. They have also the national coaches from Italy, and they can have developments. When the coaches change, when the player they change, when the mentality change, you can have also a development in Indonesia, I'm sure.
football fan culture in Indonesia is massive. Persija Jakarta's fanbase is called Jackmania, and they have over 100,000 members in and outside the city. They deliver an incredible atmosphere every game. Here's Thomas Doll on Jackmania, the fanbase of Persija Jakarta.
I met a lot of supporters in my life. I remember when I played in Maracana, I was maybe 23 years old, 110 or 20,000 people. And this year in Indonesia, and I have a good contact with the president from Jackmania also, with Dicky. It's amazing. So after the game, when we win the games also, and we won a lot of games home, we are standing in the middle. They are singing, and then after the game we make a round also in the stadium. It's a fantastic atmosphere, and when you think this is a stadium with 25,000 people, think about the international stadium with 83,000. One day we can play there inside. What a atmosphere, you know, what a volume from the voices. So maybe I can stay until we play in the new stadium. This would be fantastic. Yeah, what is beautiful about the football here in Indonesia, that you can see the people, they are very happy. They have not so many things in round. The life is normal here, and for a lot of people means everything. When you speak with supporters, how important is this also, the football? They are living day by day for when you see Jackmania, the people, the young people, old people, they are living for Persija. So this is very nice to see, and that's why, you know, when we can give a little bit back to make them happy with our football, this means a lot for us and also for them.
Jackmania is a huge organization. They hold elections every couple of years to choose a president. The current president is Dicky Sumarna. We met him in Jakarta. Dicky became a member of Jackmania when he was only 9 years old. He was the youngest member at the time. Here's Dicky on how he fell in love with the club and Jackmania.
My mother bring me to the stadium, and then I see the Persija and the small groups in the corner of the stadium. It's a Jackmania. It's only maybe 50 people. And then I just like feeling goosebump, and oh, I want to join with that group. Becoming the leader, president of Jackmania, is about love, and then it's about loyalty to the club. If you want to prove how much you love the club, the biggest love is you becoming president of Jackmania.
Dicky became a part of Jackmania. He grew up with the club. He's been the president of the fan group for years now. Dicky has big plans with Jackmania. He wants it to become an international phenomenon.
We make the Jakartans, all the people in Jakarta, to prove how they love Jakarta, how they love this city. So one of kind of proof is to loving Persija. It's like New Yorkers, you know. I have a dream. I want to make Jakartans like a New Yorkers. So people come to New York and they want to being New Yorkers. They see Yankees, they go to Times Square, they go to Broadway. And what I want is, if you guys, like you, come to Jakarta and you want to becoming Jakartans, so you need to, first of all, it's a nightlife maybe, and then watching Persija in the stadium. Just like New Yorkers concept. When you see the series like How I Met Your Mother, they proud to be New Yorkers, right? They eat pizza, and they come to a bar, and then yeah, New York's Yankees, yeah. I just want to make Jakartans like New Yorkers. So the people from the foreign people come to Jakarta, and then how to being Jakartan? Say you have to go to Monas, Kota Tua, you have to go to club, and the most important thing is you have to watch Persija in the stadium.
Jackmania has become a force to be reckoned with in Jakarta. The fan group even has political power in the city now. Local politicians know this. If you want to be elected in Jakarta, you'd better have the support of Jackmania and its 100,000 members.
Jackmania is big because the members is so many, and then we can change the politic situation in Jakarta. You know, the last governor in Jakarta, he built one stadium, Jakarta International Stadium, because he already promised to the Jackmania when the election. When he campaigned to the many people in Jakarta, they said, I will build one stadium for Persija. His promise, and then right now, we have a big stadium, Jakarta International Stadium. So that's how Jackmania make some change in political situation in Jakarta. I want to make Jackmania like the great community in Jakarta, one of a good community element in Jakarta, to make all the Jakartans people love the city, because if they love the city, so they will keep the city and they be the guardians of the city. So that's the point, I think. The fans in Indonesia is a crazy people, so because they can lose everything, they can lose everything to just towards football.
Football has become the sport of the working class in Jakarta. Zulkifli Mukhtar is a sports television broadcaster in Indonesia. We met him at his studio to get a broader perspective on the role of football in the country. Here's Zulkifli.
The place of the football in the Indonesian society is so big. It's so big because, as you know, every time a team playing their games, everyone watch it. Time just like a stop when the national team is playing. They all watch the game. It's all about the pride of the nation. The beauty of the football in Indonesia is so beautiful. People very love football here in Indonesia. It's a number one sport in Indonesia. Supporters come from other countries. Supporters come from other province if the national team playing in Jakarta or in West Java. It's not only the supporter in Jakarta or in West Java, but they came from Sumatra, they came from Kalimantan, they came from other region to see the national team playing. The supporter will do anything to see the Indonesian national team achieve something.
However, football in Indonesia is not developing as fast as its popularity is growing. There's still a lot of work to be done nationwide to increase the level of the sport. Here's Zulkifli again.
It's developing very slowly. As you see, 5-7 years ago, several countries in Southeast Asia is very scared to meet Indonesian national team because we have a good national team. But now, for example, Vietnam, 7-8 years ago, they are nothing, but they developed into a good national team in Southeast Asia. They are developed by running, but we also develop by just walking. The obstacle for the youth footballer to develop in Indonesia, there's a lot of things. It's very complex. There's a mixed thing. Yes, the infrastructure, and yes, also the coaching. Because if you want to become a pro football player, then you have to be trained as a professional one, and then you become a professional football. But right now, I think Indonesia football club need to be more professional to train their youth footballer. They need to improve their infrastructure. They need to improve the way they coach, and then they need to improve the coaching system and the coach also. Because if you cannot coach as a professional, and then you cannot having good professional player. To develop the youth football in Indonesia, we need a good infrastructure, and then we also need a government to keep an eye to the youth footballer because they are the next generation of the national team of Indonesia.
Indonesian football still needs a lot of improvement to deliver players on a higher level. There needs to be improved infrastructure and coaching. But in Jakarta, Thomas Doll is doing his thing at Persija to increase the level at the capital's club. while Diki Sumarno is working every day to better the organization of Jack Mania, the club's incredible fan base. I can't wait to see where Persija Jakarta and Indonesian football will stand in a year or five. I want to thank Thomas Doll, Diki Sumarno and Zulkifli Mukhtar for their interviews. My name is Sam van Raalte and thank you for listening to this episode of the 433 podcast. On to the next one.